Yeah, she's just right.
Jeez, you wake up.
2024.
I'm a bit, listen, you'll excuse me if I'm a little bit excited. I've been in a low-level depression for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Since the 16th of November 2016. I've been in low-level depression. This kind of Darren that you've been seeing, I've been faking it. Today, it's Happy Darren. Aww. All day for the next 4 years. It's Inauguration Day in the United States of America. Stay tuned for detailed analysis from 8 o'clock this morning.
And then some interesting research has just been published. It came out this week in the International, guys, this is serious, in the International Journal of Cancer, showing that people with glioma, which is a type of brain cancer, are more likely to have been infected by undercooked meat or a cat poop parasite. You heard me right. A cat poop parasite known as Toxoplasma gondii. The results, they say, are promising on the first step of a path to reduce people's risk of developing this glioma. And they're saying, and who are they? These are the scientists. If additional studies confirm their findings, these researchers say that the paper that reducing exposure to this common foodborne pathogen would offer a first tangible opportunity for prevention of this highly aggressive brain tumor. So that's good news, I think.
Ish.
I say
made,
I think
made
because
you five things.
It made my five. It was VR made me do it.
Yeah. All right.
VR okay. made me
that's
do it.
That's why. Lesson learned, class. Do your own homework.
Do my own homework. So
do not
this is how
copy
radio
from
works.
The nerd next to you.
So I did my own homework.
Okay. What did you get?
Because I saw this on the tweets, right? So I don't know if I've told you this. I never watched the Tiger King.
What? To this day.
Yes. What?
Is you can still catch up.
Okay. Cool. Okay,
it's a global phenomenon.
Yeah. I was nervous about saying that. Okay. So I understand the reaction.
Okay.
So, but I do know who Joe Exotic is.
Okay. You don't.
No. I know his memes. Anyway, so he's currently serving a 22-year prison sentence, right? Yeah. After being convicted for a list of felonies. He believes that he'll be one of 100 recipients, right, of the pardon that Mr. Donald Trump will address today or will list today.
Administer.
Is he really doing 100 pardons?
At least.
Yes, at least.
For rural.
On top of the 100 he's already done. What are you talking about? This is his last powerful thing.
So like he goes with like 98.
But God, how does he choose?
When you give a 5-year-old power, they flex. What are you talking about?
Can he let go anyone he wants?
Anyone he wants.
All right, so this
by the way, I just want to say, Sky, you were not paying. You didn't do your homework either because homework means researching the show before us. Mike already covered this one.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe if you'd said Steve Bannon.
Okay, but did Mark say that Joe Exotic already has a limo waiting outside?
Yes, he did. I did my own homework. Darren Moore, the whole of last year, I was watching the lighthouse getting repaired outside the Oyster Box. They did repairs in the lighthouse.
Yes.
And then guess what?
No.
On Friday, the storm smashed that thing.
No, it didn't.
Yes. Yeah, so now it's
Eloise.
Been cornered off. And well, it wasn't Eloise yet.
Yeah. Someone with it's ABCD.
So it was Dave.
Something with a D smashed the lighthouse.
Denzel.
Denzel. So we have all been warned to please avoid the area. Repairs are underway of our iconic lighthouse. Damn you, Denzel.
Stay away.
What is happening here? Right.
This is five things. It's so lacquer. It's so nerdy. SpaceX, right? It's a small initiative where they've been launching rockets and relanding them, and it took Elon Musk to now the richest man in the world, right? The SpaceX, the video game, could soon become a reality. Layabout Vladimirov, an independent game developer, has been tweeting Elon Musk, SpaceX founder, over 150 times. I think it's like 166 times in the past couple of years, asking for permission to name his game SpaceX. And Elon Musk, yesterday, on Twitter, said,
no.
He didn't say, yes, you can call it SpaceX. He said, using our name and our logo probably won't get you sued. So that's like, that's a yes, right?
Oh.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darren, Kerry, and Sky.